Chapter 26. I didn't know what happened to Brenoir, but the longer he was gone, the better.
By time.
So tell me about this curse of yours. It was an unpleasant look he gave me, but he still opened his mouth and spoke.
A goblin bite. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. The bite turns one from man to goblin. You didn't know that, did you?
I shook my head. I hoped orcs couldn't do the same. Imagine getting bit by an orc only to become one.
I'll elaborate. A goblin witch bit me. A curse it was, turning me from man to minion. In most cases, the witch can remove the curse for a price. But I ran out of patience and killed her. Set her horrid face on fire and watched her burn until she was dead.
He shook his head.
I had a bad temper back then. Looking back, I could have been more gentle.
He held the stone out and admired it.
But that's where this came in. Ancient, powerful magic such as this can cure most things. With a little help, that is.
I looked at my arm. Was it possible it could cure me? Remove the evil from my scales and lead me back to home? Father had told me there were many secrets in Nelsimbor that could heal anything. So how will you truly know if you're cured unless the stone isn't in your possession? I could hold it for you. Planting some doubt in his mind wouldn't hurt anything. There was a rustle behind me. The goblins I'd stunned with fangs humming had started to stir. Will they still follow?
My, so clever you think you are. A dragon above, doubt below. Do you think I'm so easily fooled?
Either way, you'll still have to deal with them both, I said, smiling. Just trying to help out.
I'm getting the feeling the longer I keep you around, the more trouble you will be.
He got up from his seat and thrust the stone at my chest, sending me skipping across the floor. There I lay, in the middle where the dragon cage had earlier been, alone and unable to defend myself.
The clerics of Barnabas will have to settle for your corpse instead.
Defiant, I struggled back to my feet. If I was going to die, I would die on my feet. I'd had enough of him. Give it your best then, goblin. His lip curled over his white teeth as he held the thunderstone over his head. It became a whirling white sun of energy.
Let him alone, goblin!
Brenoir rushed into the room, warhammer high over his head. The awoken goblins rushed him, and a few more were on his heels. He slammed the hammer into the floor. The stone floor erupted. The goblins fell between the busted stone. Others lost their footing. Korzan laughed. Lightning sailed. Brenoir was lit up as he went spinning across the floor in a smoking heap and lay still.
No!
I screamed, stumbling forward. Korzan was laughing again.
Now that I've seen what I can do to dwarfs, let's see what I can do to half-dragons.
The thunderstone charged up again, its blue light brilliant in my eyes. I was so angry. I couldn't even think. Let him hit me with all he had. I deserved nothing less. After all, I'd just gotten my best friend killed. Wild with power, thunderstone in hand, Korzan charged. Hungry, angry, unrelenting. I could see it consume him. I didn't think he was going to leave anything of me for the clerics of Barnabas now. I clenched my jaw and braced myself. The bright light faded. The stone was gone from Korzan's grip.
What?
he cried. My bonds disappeared. Above, the blue razor darted through the chambers, the Thunderstone in her back talons. I couldn't believe my eyes. She came back. She came back. She hovered over me, winked her beautiful eye, and dropped the stone in my hands. And with a crack of thunder, she was gone. Korzan's face was contorted with rage as he said,
"Give it to me! You cannot handle its power, animal!"
The stone was still heavy, even in my dragon hand, bewitched somehow. That didn't matter. What mattered was my friend lying still in the corner. Korzan would pay for that. He'd pay for it now. His eyes widened as I rushed forward. My dragon arm popped me in the head with the rock.
"Ouch!"
I cried, stumbling to the floor.
"Fool!"
Korzan cried, grasping his necklace.
"I control your arm."
Blood dripped into my eyes. I wasn't going to be controlled by anyone anymore. Certainly not him. My dragon hand struck again, but I stopped it with my other hand. I wasn't going to be responsible for beating my own self to death.
"Dig deep, dragon. Fight it with all you can."
"Give it up, dragon. You have given the stone to me. It's mine, not yours. You cannot control its powers."
I could feel my dragon fingers peeling away from the stone. I fought it for a moment and let it go. The stone slipped free of my hand and into my other. It weighed like an anvil on my arm. The dragon arm hit me once, then tried again. I stopped it. The black scales on my arm trembled. My heart thundered in my chest. I would not surrender to Korzan anymore. It was my will against his. Shaking with every movement, I forged up the steps. Every fiber of my being was tested. Korzan gasped as I took the first step.
"No, it's not possible."
Sweat cascaded down his face and dripped onto the floor as he clutched the necklace of dragon scales and bones in his hand. He transformed as well. The coarse hairs on his hands returned, and his ears grew to points on the back. He reverted to more goblin than man.
"The curse! It's back! You must give me the stone, Nath Dragon!"
I fought my way up two more steps.
"I'm gonna give you something, all right,"
I said through clenched teeth. My heart was bursting in my chest. But it was my life or his. Fighting my own arm and carrying the stone was like dragging two anchors over the harbor.
"You cannot beat me!"
he screamed. I fought against belting myself again, gritted my teeth, and jumped up the last few steps. I could barely move. I gasped for my breath. Korzan's hands burst into flames and reached for my throat.
"It's too late, fool. You shall burn alive this day."
I looked at him, and then at my dragon hand, eyed him again and said,
"No, I won't."
All of my muscles fought against me, but they were my muscles after all. They served my will, not his. I punched him in the face with my dragon arm. I popped him in the belly with the Thunderstone. Korzan's body slammed into his throne. He sagged into his chair and moved no more.
"Yes!"
I ripped the dragon's necklace from Korzan's limp fingers and put it around my neck. The only thing controlling me was going to be me from now on. The Thunderstone had lightened now, the glowing runes now dim, its energy spent. Why was it so heavy before and light now? I didn't know, but I could try to understand that later. I jumped at the sound of a rustle behind me.
"Renwar!"
I turned in time to see him sitting up, holding his head. I rushed over and helped him to his feet. He smelled like a saddle that had sat in the sun too long.
"Are you well?"
He blinked. cocked his head and said,
"Aye."
The goblins, what was left of them, gathered around me. Brenwar growled at my side. I held the stone up.
"Who wants to be the first to die?"
They gawped, shuffled back, and disappeared from sight. Without their leader, they didn't have much fight left in them. But what was I going to do about Korzan the Necromancer? Groggy and defeated, he didn't put up much of a fight, but I still had a problem. He was still alive. And that was one of the tough things about being good. Sometimes you had to let your enemies live, and I figured Korzan would hold a grudge against me for a long time. So what did I do to keep him out of my hair in the meantime?
"This ought to hold you until your guests arrive," I said.
From his throne, Korzan looked up at me with blurry red eyes.
"What have you done to me?"
he said, struggling in his bonds. I continued to wrap the spool of copper twine around his wrists and legs. It was elven-made twine, called elotwine, inescapable when applied, but temporary. In a few days, it would disappear. But nothing could untie it or cut it. Not without magic, anyway. It would have to do for now.
"Now, don't struggle too much. It'll constrict and might cut your wrists off." "Fool! I can't escape these..."
I stuffed a rag in his mouth. I'd had enough of his talk. I waggled the stone in front of his face and said, "Have fun explaining to the clerics of Barnabas why you don't have them a dragon." Korzan's eyes were as big as saucers.
"I'm sure they will be very eager to hear your tale."
"If you can't dispel evil yourself, let evil do it for you. Leave evil to its own."